Let's recap that on September 12th, last Wednesday, Judge Catherine B. Forrest, an Obama appointee, issued a permanent injunction. This followed a trial in March and proceedings regarding a preliminary injunction that was issued, I believe, in May. And so the government was on notice for 6 months. That this judge was prepared to declare this portion of the NDAA unconstitutional. How long did it take the government to request from Judge Forrest a stay of her permanent injunction, Carl?
Well, the government filed, the short answer is within 48 hours. And I was actually quite surprised. I thought originally that the Obama administration would take the typical sort of politically expedient and cagey route on this, and that they would file a notice of appeal after 60 days, which would be after the November election, and they would quietly let this go and fight it out after the election, assuming Obama is elected. But they didn't do that. There was a major freakout in the Justice Department on Thursday the 13th and Friday the 14th of September, which is last Thursday and Friday. So it's been very fast moving.
Mm-hmm.
What the government came in and did immediately after Judge Forrest's opinion was they not only filed their notice of appeal, but then they asked Judge Forrest almost immediately to stay her ruling, arguing that the president's national security powers in a time of war would be irreparably harmed, right? Which is utter nonsense. The judge indicated that she would rule on that motion for a stay this past Wednesday, meaning yesterday. But no sooner had the judge indicated that, and she did so because she indicated that it was a holiday. It was Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish holiday,
mm-hmm.
And there was a member of our legal team who was observant. So the judge was cognizant of the fact that for anyone who thinks civil liberties is just for Muslims in America, there are Jewish lawyers representing Muslims, which is how it should be in America. We're all in the same boat together when it comes to civil liberties in the government. So the judge said, "We'll do a briefing and we'll have a decision by Wednesday," which would have been yesterday. Well, this didn't satisfy the Obama administration. They immediately started to try to intimidate Judge Forrest, and what they did was they sent a letter in saying, if you're not going to decide whether to have a stay until Wednesday, we want you to place an interim stay immediately. And if you don't put in that interim stay, we're going to go to the Second Circuit and ask them for a stay.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge denied the interim stay almost immediately last Friday, and the Obama administration notified late Friday night. They were burning the oil on Friday night. God forbid they burn the oil on late Friday night in the Justice Department to prosecute any of the major banks that sold fraudulent mortgages to millions of Americans. God forbid they burn the oil in the Justice Department late on a Friday night and over the weekend to bring to justice any of the people involved in top executives involved in the Wall Street scandals of the last 5 years.
But Carl, they worked fast and furiously.
That's right. When it came to expanding, the military's power, the executive power, making these specious legal arguments, they worked late on Friday night and over the weekend. They notified the Second Circuit late Friday night that they were filing papers on Monday morning at 9 a.m., which they promptly did, and those papers asked the Second Circuit to issue an immediate stay. An immediate stay pending appeal, which would mean that during the pendency of this entire appeal process in the Second Circuit of Judge Forrest's opinion, there would be a stay of the injunction, which means, bottom line, means that the government could continue to detain U.S. citizens and military.